the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or Brant's book, Unoffendable, go to BrantHanson.com.
Welcome. My name is Brant. Producer Sherry is here, too. Thanks for listening.
So we were at a staff picnic.
Yep.
I got there a little late.
Mm-hmm.
Just in time to see you playing football with children.
Yeah.
And snatching the football off of one of the kids who may have been eight. Was he eight?
He tried.
Or seven?
It doesn't matter how old or how small this group of kids was.
They were all kids, so there were no adults but you.
The point is, I was unstoppable.
You snatched the football off the young man, and then they were all trying to tackle you, and you proceeded to carry them all
to the goal line,
yes,
and into the end zone,
yeah,
where I did my requisite Heisman pose.
Yes, yeah. And, which they don't know about because they're only six.
They know now, and that's how they learn. That's how they learn the game, Sherry. Hi, my name is Brant. Thank you for being a part of things. I really just want to pause for a moment, and if we can just...
Sorry. Every time we try to pause.
Well, we have breaking news here. I'm sorry about that. This is breaking animal news. I try to keep you updated on animals. God made animals. They're important, too.
That's true.
Our tagline here at Breaking Animal News.
The Breaking Animal News desk has a tagline.
That's what it scrolls underneath. It says, God made animals. They're important, too.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking Animal News. I know this will play into Sherry and others' ongoing narrative that animals are up to no good.
Mm-hmm.
But the headline is this: squirrel starts fire, spoils 82,000 gallons of milk at a milk plant. It was actually a cheese plant, and this squirrel wound up destroying 82,000 gallons of milk.
That sounds about right.
Disabling the cheese plant.
Finally, a story from Breaking Animal News I can get on board with.
Why? What do you say? I'm just curious.
Well, because there's never anything negative at the Breaking Animal News desk. It's always positive.
This isn't
news.
Negative. I want you to think about this.
Okay.
I hear you cheering on negative. I hear that.
Well, truth. Truth. Go ahead.
Do you suppose that a squirrel, and I mean, think about this, a squirrel in America, looking at us, knowing we're not healthy. We're not healthy.
That's true.
Even a squirrel can see that. We're not... We're not healthy. At some point, you got to take action if you care about us.
Oh.
It's kind of an intervention if you think about it. Like, guys, enough with the cheese. Back off the cheese. And if you're a squirrel, what else can you do except hit it at the production level?
Oh, so this was something that he was caring
squirrels
about.
Squirrels are thinking,
us.
We can't kill demand. You guys are
right?
Just going to keep doing this to yourselves. Mm-hmm. Let's intervene here. So maybe it's an act of such caring.
Mm-hmm.
That we should appreciate it. And I, for one, do.
Okay.
Rare that you get studio applause in a news type environment.
But such is the Breaking Animal News desk.
That's the way it is here. We get the crowd into it. Do you mind if I ask you a question as you're listening to this? Would you please stop yourself before you do a fake live bald eagle cam? Would you please...
Are these all the rage?
Because, it happened yesterday, and I got all excited because it looked like on Facebook Live there was a video. It said live, and it had a camera mounted on top of what looked like a flying eagle.
Okay.
We see the back of his head, and we're way up high.
Okay, and you thought it was a flying eagle cam.
I got so excited. So I'd just like to ask you if you're tempted to do that.
So it wasn't a flying eagle cam?
No.
Oh.
It was some kind of fake video thing. And there are some of us that get hurt by that because we get so excited.
Yeah.
And then it's not that, so... Please.
Just know what the fallout can be if you are attempting to do a fake eagle cam.
Right.
People's feelings get involved.
I get the temptation. We've all been there. We've all been tempted. And I know sometimes we stumble and fall. And maybe you're tapering off. You're doing like one fake bald eagle cam a week and then one a month. And it takes time. But please. Because it's real. I was hurt by
that.
Yeah,
you're right, right.
I am here to tell you. Things I wish older Christians would have told me. This is something from author Frank Viola.
I like that.
FrankViola.org. Yeah, I thought this was really good. I just happened to catch this. One of them is this. Transformation is a really slow process. What we mean by that? A lot of people think, hey, if I become a believer, I'm just going to be a totally different person in all my character instantly or something. They think it's going to happen really fast.
Mm-hmm.
There are parts of you that do change because God is taking over your life, but there's a lot of aspects of life, man, it takes a while.
Yeah.
And I've noticed too, and Frank has pointed this out too, but I've noticed too, it takes, sometimes God goes to work on one area of your life at a time. Mm-hmm. And if you get frustrated, like, yeah, but I'm still struggling with this or that or the other thing, like, well, that's, maybe he's working on something else right now. I just noticed that.
It's all a process.
It is.
It's a process.
It takes decades. And it's unfortunate, too, because a lot of times people will get to be 40 mm-hmm. or get to be 50, and they're just like, well, I'm who I am. Mm-hmm. No, this is still being transformed. It's in progress. Don't know if you're all excited about the eclipse. I have been for some time, but... just to tell you, I was into it before you guys were.
Okay. Anyway, why do you have to keep making that distinction?
I don't know. Okay. What's the drive to do that? I don't know.
To let everyone know, you may jump on board right now, but I've always been.
Yeah, that's the
interested.
Hipster thing. Like, you were always like, I was ahead of the curve. I don't know what drives this. I guess our need for significance.
Where the eclipse is concerned?
That's a good question. That's a great question. Okay. Anyway, I saw this major website. I'm not going to say what it was. Mm-hmm. Big headline. I'm looking at it right now. It's got a little video with an animation about the eclipse.
Okay.
And it says, this 60-second animation reveals who will see tomorrow's rare total solar eclipse.
Okay.
This animation reveals who will see tomorrow's rare total solar eclipse. I would like to come up with my own animation that says, this will show you who's going to be really disappointed.
Tomorrow.
By tomorrow's rare total solar eclipse. There's going to be a lot of disappointment out there because there's a problem with it. Best way to turn around a tough day is generosity. Saw that quote yesterday.
I could see that.
Yep. A lot of us think, yeah, I can't be generous though because I don't have, you know, I don't have anything extra. I did see this. This is not a guilt trip. This is a thankfulness trip, okay? A gratitude trip.
Mm-hmm.
I did see this about us Americans, some stats.
Okay.
Maybe you can be like, but that's not me. Okay, well, this is America. We have over 50,000 storage facilities. The average size of the American home has nearly tripled in the last 50 years.
Wow.
A quarter of the people with two-car garages don't have room to park the cars inside.
Wow.
A third of us with two-car garages only have room for one vehicle. The average American throws away 65 pounds of clothing per year. Americans have 3% of the world's kids, but we have 40% of the toys. We spend $1.2 trillion annually on non-essential goods, not things like food and stuff like that. Trillion. It goes on and on and on. Yeah, it's not a guilt trip, but just to say, we can be... probably more generous than we are, as a general rule. I think we can agree on that. Awesome new game idea. I'm pretty excited about this. Just came up with it. Louise, you ready for this? It's just you got to decide whether something is this or that. Will you do this?
Sure will.
I'm going to give you the name of something, and you tell me whether it's a hip church name, it's a real church name, or an artist from the 90s.
Brad, this is so dangerous.
Why?
Because we are going to stumble upon someone's church name.
Okay. So?
I don't care.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
I think this is dangerous.
Okay.
It's very dangerous.
How about Club 365? Club 365.
That can't be a church. That has to be. Oh, what? I'm not answering.
No,
sorry.
It's just Louise.
I would say it's a church because it's a club you want to be a part of. Every single day.
There you go.
Oh, there
it is.
Wow. You figured it out. The reasoning behind it.
How about Common? Common.
He's an artist.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
nice
good.
Job. All right.
That church name, though. Common Community.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, I see what you're doing there.
The third one. Let's go with Sublime.
That's a band.
It is a band, and it's a church. Little trick question there. You still did a good job.
Oh. This is Sublime Church?
Yep.
Wow.
Do I understand it? No, it doesn't matter.
It is what it is.
I'm not cool, so who cares? Just tried our awesome new game here. And Rebecca, you ready to try this?
Okay.
And the game is, I'll give you a word or phrase. You tell me whether it's an actual church name or a band or artist from the 90s, okay?
Okay.
You ready? All right, first
I'm
one.
A 90s kid, so hopefully I can figure this out.
Okay. Exalt. Now it's capital X, A-L-T. There's no E. Capital X, A-L-T. Church or 90s act?
Exalt?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with church.
You're exactly right.
Oh.
Woo!
That's a good band name, though.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
How about The Roots?
The Roots.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're not referring to the Jimmy Fallon band on The Tonight Show.
Well, they were.
That is a band name.
Yeah, it is a band name.
I forgot they were on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
I was going back to the 90s.
They're pretty hot in the 90s, too.
Yeah.
But yeah,
okay,
it's
you
a
got
band.
That, too. Very sad.
Yeah. I would go to the Roots Community Church. I would have.
Yeah. That sounds like a community church name.
Yeah, yeah. It does.
Roots Community has the best worship band I have ever been a part of.
Roots Community.
RCC. Here's another one. Things I wish older Christians had told me. This is from author Frank Viola on his blog. I really like these. Another one is.
That's a great question.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of them, he said, is when someone imputes evil motives to another person's heart, they're merely revealing what's in their own.
Wow.
So if you got somebody who's always pointing out this person's prideful, that person's just too prideful, they're prideful. Well, guess what? That person's problem is.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is true. Frank has pointed that out over the course of his life. He's noticed that it really is true. So find that in yourself. Like, what is it that's bugging you? If you're going to be humble about it. I have to look at myself. What is it that's really bugging me about other people?
You know what? I had an older Christian say that. They used the scripture, to the pure, all things are pure. And they said, whatever you are is what you'll see.
That's so true. So, and you know what my biggest thing is?
Hmm.
Pharisees.
Hmm.
Judgmental people.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because I'm the biggest judge. I really am by nature.
You know what mine is? Why does she have to be so smart mouth?
I got a list of your things over here.
Which, ironically, are your things.
Why is she so smart mouth? Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's funny. Some news concerning the eclipse. This makes total sense to me. I don't know how old she is, but if I'm her, just because your career has a natural arc when you're in entertainment.
Yes.
She sang some songs back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm her, I probably have this date marked. Probably had.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't even. What was her name?
Bonnie Tyler.
Okay. Yeah. That's
who sang Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Mm-hmm.
So she's coming back to do a big concert or whatever.
Can we name three other Bonnie Tyler songs?
Holding Out for a Hero.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll
that
work.
Was, the Total Eclipse of the Heart was a big hit.
Yes.
You're probably too young to remember this. Most people listen.
Oh, my goodness.
It was huge.
Oh, I loved it.
But if I'm her, I'm like, I'm going to have a brief reprise to my career in the year 2017.
Strike while the iron is hot,
right.
Marnie.
One of my songs
it.
Is going to circle back around. And so she's like doing a live show or something in Orlando.
Yep.
So on
as
so
well
forth.
She should.
She should. But with the eclipse coming up, I thought this is a good time for this. I got my accordion out.
Why?
Attitude in the studio, hostile already. That's really interesting.
Why are
instantly.
We? But why? Why
need,
are we?
Oh,
doing
I need your
this?
Help on this. This can be great. Okay, so Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yes.
It goes, turn around.
Yes.
Every now and then I get
I'm familiar with the song. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you do the turn around because it's like a duet. And so I'll jump in and with the accordion. Okay, here we go. You go, turn around. Okay, ready? One, two, three. Okay, let me start this again. Let me try it. You go. One, two. Okay. Turn around. Every now and then I get a nervous. I'll do it myself. You know what? This is, see, guys, you have to continue with your art, even in the face of resistance.
And you feel like this is blessing the listener, which
yes,
you're doing.
I
yes,
I am blessing the listener single-handedly against the resistance. Get the same question a lot. Hey, Brant, do you have any advice for me? I have Asperger's syndrome, or my kids have Asperger's, or I may not have Asperger's, but I feel like I'm on another planet. I don't understand people. I'm an introvert. I don't get it. I don't understand why people act the way they do. Yeah, actually, I do have some advice. And this is born out of my faith, okay? But I think it's really, really helpful. That is this. Even if you don't understand people, love them anyway. Love them anyway. Study them if you have to. I don't get why they do the things they do. I don't know why people are into celebrity culture. I don't know why people value the things they do. I don't know why people exalt certain people and put other people down. I don't get it. But I need to know. I need to know. Be reminded repeatedly that I'm here for a reason, and that is to serve them. Okay, so different values. It's a mystery. I can just go, well, you know, to heck with all of you. But that's not why I'm here. I'm actually to serve people. And boy, that changes everything. This is so good. Here's another thing I wish older Christians had told me, according to author Frank Fiola. He just had a few quick things. But one of them was things aren't always what they seem. And what he was getting to was you think in life, you think like, oh yeah, I know what to think about this. And then you get the other side of the story. And it turns out you didn't really know what you're talking about. Because you only have one side of the story. It takes a while to get older. And you ever have like an older person just kind of look at you as you're complaining about something and then you're not happy because like, you know, you're supposed to jump in here and join my venting.
Right.
But they've been around the block a few times.
They've learned to reserve comment.
Right.
And hopefully we get like that as we get older.
Most of us settle on one side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually the first one we hear,
mm-hmm.
or the one that makes
us... That validates us in our original thought process.
Right, it puts us in the victim, not perp mode.
Yeah,
as
right.
long as we're not the problem, somebody else is. Well, that's the side I happen to think. And I'm not even interested in the other side. He's saying, man, I wish somebody would have told me, wait, get the other side. Little warning. My name is Brant, by the way. I'm producer Sherry's here. But little warning, if you're new to the show, you're going to hear us make mistakes. And if we haven't let you down yet, maybe you've been listening a long time. If we haven't let you down yet, we will. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of time.
Well, we're human.
We are human. And these conversations are human. So mm-hmm. I always am like, I want to put an asterisk every time I open my mouth, like, may not even reflect the views of the person who just said that. Because we say stuff wrong. We're ad-libbing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not scripted. If we scripted it, it would be way better than what you get. But it wouldn't be as human, like, in the moment. And so we're friends, and if we haven't said something that you're like, I don't like that, we will. But hopefully the net result of this is more about relationship and just going, hey, well, let's stick together anyway. There's something bigger going on, and I don't have to agree with everything. There's no real reason I'm bringing this up other than just to say thank you for listening and thanks for being a part of this. You may think there's something to this. I do. Frank Fiola wrote a list on his blog, frankfiola.org. He wrote a list of things that he wished older Christians had told him. And one of them is this, and that is most divisions, conflicts, and persecutions come down to jealousy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it that way. He said, I admit my naivete here, but I used to think that jealousy and envy were things that went with middle school and high school drama. I thought, well, adults don't engage in that kind of juvenile behavior. Man, was I wrong. Jealousy is pervasive among adults in business, education, and also in the world of religious ministry.
Hmm.
And then he goes on to talk about that. It's like religious jealousy is a huge issue for people. Huge. In fact,
talk about that. Religious jealousy. Is that jealous of where you perceive another person to be?
Getting too much attention in a religious world can be an issue.
Yeah,
also,
yeah.
Maybe they're right about something and you don't want to think about it because mm-hmm. it would mean you'd have to change your lifestyle or something.
Yeah.
But he's like, look, Cain and Abel, first guys, you know, first brothers on the planet. Mm-hmm. One kills the other. Out of that.
That's true, man.
It got Jesus persecuted and mm-hmm. killed as well. That was one of the major motivations for people. Like, this is a big deal, and it's not just among kids. Man, it is intense among people who should know better. Hey, a little tip for you. If you're upset about something and you try to make a point, you got to think about how do you want to make the point so that it doesn't justify whatever somebody was saying about you.
Okay.
To wit, there's a bookshop that put up a sign that was just joking around. It had a picture of a clown on it, and it had the red slash through it, like no clowns.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing it lightheartedly. Well, then a gentleman named Buttons Blammo...
friends.
Took offense and then like wrote stuff all over the window. So
okay,
they were just having fun with it.
Right, but Buttons got upset.
But then,
if I may call him Buttons.
No, you may.
Okay.
I'll call him Mr. Blammo, but Mr. Blammo should have thought, wait a second, if they're impugning
good point
my craft, I don't want to step right into their stereotype.
Right, exactly. You don't want to, for them, it's verification. See, that's why we don't want clowns.
Right. It's because of that sort of behavior, that sort of clownish carrying on. And then now what have you done, Buttons Blammo? Think about it, Mr. Blammo. Just talking about advice for people who have Asperger's syndrome, or you're on the autism spectrum, or maybe you know somebody who is, or whatever. Look, we've got some huge advantages talking about people who are on the spectrum. Mm. Huge advantages. Like, we can look at the culture and ask, why are people behaving this way? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make them happy.
Mm-hmm.
That may be obvious to us, but to the rest of the culture, they actually think getting famous or having a lot of money is going to make them happy. I mean, we can see immediately, no, it doesn't. I can see you guys that are doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. Jostling for social position and status. You're not happy, you're miserable. But to the rest of the world, that's that they genuinely think that this is gonna work for them. So I would say be grateful that you can see it and be patient with people as you help them maybe to understand as you get a little older or something. You can help people understand like, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Let's try something else.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or Brant's book, Unoffendable, go to BrantHanson.com.